Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to this.
What's up, guys? So nice to meet you, Conan, Matt, Sona.
Hey.
Very nice to meet you, Kevin. And tell us, your background's all blurry.
Yes,
and your camera, I don't even want to know what's going on back there. Caleb, he's coming through in very vibrant colors.
Yeah, it's very vibrant.
It's Kevin. You called him Caleb.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin, I apologize. Mm-hmm. Thinking of this, I dated a old whaling captain in high school. And you remind me of him. I'm sorry, Kevin. Now, Kevin, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Dallas, DFW area.
Ah, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, yes, Fort Dallas, Fort Worth.
Specifically, I'm in Royce City. I'm about 40 minutes east of Dallas, but I grew up in Dallas.
Okay, well, I'm not planning an attack, so let's just say Dallas. Okay?
You want my address or no?
Yeah, I'm not trying to program a missile. You tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so obviously my name is Kevin, not Caleb. 29 okay, years old.
I was going to let that go, but again, you remind me of an old whaling captain. Okay.
First time I heard that. No, but my name is Kevin. I'm 29 years old. I am a real estate agent in Dallas. Married, just turned 2 years with my wife, and I have a dog, no kids yet. Hopefully soon. We're planning that. But yeah, it's a little bit about myself.
Okay. I'm not a police officer that just pulled you over, but still, it's nice to know all that information. So you got married when you were 27, is that correct?
Yes.
That's a good age. And how'd you meet your wife? How'd you guys hook up,
so
as the kids say?
I met her through mutual friends, through the social media. I saw her one time on my feed. Mm-hmm. Followed her. She did not follow back. I unfollowed her. Oh. Saw her again a few months later, and I was like, you're that girl that didn't follow back. Mm-hmm. And then she followed me afterwards, and then little by little, eventually went on a date, and then, the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's history. I mean, we'll see. That's really making a huge claim. But we'll see.
Right.
We'll see what the historians write. I followed my wife, and this was before the internet. She said, stop following me.
Yeah.
Got
awkward.
And
then she started following you.
Yeah. Just to get my information for the police. So you are in real estate. The old real estate
Correct.
Game, eh?
Correct. I know you have a joke where I believe you said you didn't want your kids to know exactly what you did. And
yep.
I think you said that you wanted them to think you were a successful realtor. I don't know if that was a joke of yours or not, but
no,
I thought that was hilarious because I could relate.
Yeah, I just chose a profession because I thought, well, when my kids were young, I didn't want them to know I was in show business because I thought I wanted them to respect their father. Mm. So, but I have respect for realtors. I've dealt with realtors. You guys you men and women do a great service. I'll say that.
I mean, yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, obviously. There's a lot that we do and a lot of stuff that people don't see that we do. A lot of people just see that we post, our closing pictures that we got paid, but they don't see how complicated a specific deal was or wasn't, obviously.
Well, I watched Selling the OC and also Selling Sunset, so I know how much hair and makeup you guys have to go into. And you have to work for those annoying little twins, and I just know how hard it is.
No,
and you all have sex with each other. I know what it's like. You're shot in beautiful golden light.
Right.
No, but how's the market these days in Dallas?
So obviously the interest rates really suck right now. I think if you have a very good credit score, you're still getting a 7 to 7.5% rate, which is not very good. But again, it's all, you're missing context, right? I believe back in the 80s, I wasn't born obviously, but I was told rates were like at 18%. But then again, obviously, like 5 years ago or 4 years ago during the pandemic, they were at 3%. And now they're slowly but surely rising. And it is what it is. That's what the market is right now. But people are still buying. Again, I live in Dallas. I live in Texas, the great state of Texas. And real estate is somewhat affordable, at least compared to New York or California. So
can I say something?
People are still buying and selling.
if you live in Texas, are you legally required to say the great state of Texas? Because I'm from Massachusetts, and no one ever fucking said, well, we're from the great state of Massachusetts, the home of the cod and the bean.
You know, funny thing is that I was born in California, in Pasadena, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
But, yeah. And one of the Dinas, right, Sona and Matt?
Dina!
Dina!
Yeah, that's exciting. Yep,
that's where I was born.
Yeah. Okay, so you were born there, but then you went to the great state of Texas.
The great state of Texas when I was two. Because, again, it was just more affordable for my family. So
sure,
I'm a Texan. My joke is that I drive a truck, not a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And I just love being here. But California is the place to be, or the place to visit for sure. I enjoy going back.
Yeah. Well, I got no beef with Texas. I've enjoyed... I think I've done shows
in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Thoroughly enjoyed the people and had a great time.
Right.
And is it, you know, if you're a realtor, and this is the question I have, what do you have to say about a house before you show it? I'm a murder fanatic, and I've always heard that if there's a murder in a home, you have to reveal that up front. Is that true?
Yeah, so I was expecting you to ask me this question, so I pulled up the actual wording just so I don't mess it up. But okay. The wording is, you have no duty to disclose information related to whether the property has been the site of a death by natural causes,
okay,
a suicide, or accident unrelated to the condition of the property.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. I literally live on my street was a murder house, but I think it was a manslaughter house. Do you have to disclose that?
Did you find out through the neighbors or through what's called
a
Sunder's
disclosure? I did the manslaughter.
Yeah, he was the one that committed, he committed the crime.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No. You
don't have to disclose that anymore, Matt. Keep that to yourself.
No, I found out through neighbors that was the case. And it was very much like that documentary, The Staircase. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's similar.
But see, okay, this brings up an interesting question. So suicide, it's creepy, but I guess you don't have to report it.
Right.
When you say... a death that was not related to the condition of the house. Mm. So if someone slipped on a defective stair and fell down, do you have to report that?
Yes. Or if a piece of sheetrock falls from the ceiling and it hits your head and it kills you, it's a defect of the house. Therefore, you have to disclose it.
But then, when you say disclose it, is it like, you know, when a prostitute asks you if you're a cop and you can't say you're not a cop? Do you have to wait for them to ask you if someone was murdered?
Can I say something? No prostitute has ever asked me if I'm a cop.
That's a TV thing. That's why.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
It's not a real thing.
Okay. Every prostitute that I've dealt with, and I'm say sex worker because I think that's the better term.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. Oh, I didn't know you're so progressive.
Well, I am.
Okay.
It's a profession the oldest profession.
Yeah.
Well, next to gravedigger, I'm going to say. Anyway, they never bring that up.
You reek of cop. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they always just say, you look like that guy on TV. The real needy guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I say, hey, what are we going to do this deal or not? And then I start crying, and then they just walk away.
No, Sona, to answer your question, my rule of thumb is disclose everything, worry about nothing, because you can get sued in real estate, obviously. So my thing is, what's happened, go ahead and just disclose it if we're required to.
Have you ever sold a murder house?
No, I have not. However, I did, in my opinion, I hosted an open house that was haunted. And let me explain. I walked into the house. It was a very nice neighborhood. I walked in and I felt kind of weird a little bit. I can't explain it, but it just felt very weird.
Something felt off.
Very off. It was a little chilly, too. I don't know if the AC was on blast. I don't remember. But the point is, I showed up. I started turning on all the lights. And this specific house had an upstairs game room. So I go upstairs, and as I'm walking up, I see that they have a couch all the way towards the very end, and there's a 5-foot ragdoll just laying there on the couch.
Ugh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going up there. So I didn't turn on that light.
This sounds like a sitcom plot where the kids don't want to sell the house, or they're trying to make it seem haunted.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
Or a horror movie where that doll comes to life.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
I think it's the latter. I think you wouldn't have felt those vibes if it was a rom-com or a sitcom, you wouldn't have felt those vibes. It's that doll, right?
Yes, it's that doll. I'm telling you, it was a creepy doll.
Did you notice that when you came downstairs and you went to the kitchen, the doll was there too?
No.
Did you notice that?
Making you breakfast.
When I went back upstairs, I wasn't there anymore. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah.
What do you do with
it? But it was pretty creepy.
I'm not going to finish that question.
It's a sex rag doll.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I started it and then I stopped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sex rag doll has to ask you if you're a cop.
Okay.
Hey, before we get started. You a cop?
Yes, I am, this is not illegal. So let's do this, okay?
Second, you mind washing me? I need about 3 go-arounds on the washing machine. Because you're the 9th guy here today.
Well, I'm sorry. I've dealt with sex rag dolls. It's a mess.
Where'd you find them?
It's just not... There's a reason they use plastics. And yarn. It's a mess. It's erotic at first, and then you're like, oh my God, what? How are we cleaning this up? What's that?
Is it hard? Is the yarn.
Oh, shut up. That's gross.
You mean like crusted salt?
Yes. No. Can I say something? Yeah. I thought I took it right up to the appropriate place.
Yes.
And then you turned it into something disgusting.
Just a second ago, was like, I'm not going to say ragdoll. But then you come into that, it's just ossified with jizz.
Okay, let's take it easy.
I was not expecting this conversation to go here.
Well, anyway, I think you were right. You were right getting out of that house before before your passions overcame you. That's why I would have left. I would have been like, I got to get out of here. Before, I mean, because man, nothing gets me going like a 5'2" rag doll.
I love that it's not quite tall, but it's not like baby size.
No,
it's just a shorter person.
Yeah, it's a rag doll.
Why was it bigger than 2 feet? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a rag doll that, didn't get proper enough milk, not enough nutrition. And then two packs a day.
It's just like a scurvy child from the 1700s.
My old scurvy rag doll.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that gets me going. I'm so hot and bothered right now. So where is this doll now?
No.
Well, you could mail it to me.
I'm writing down scurvy rag doll as the title of this
scurvy
episode.
Scurvy rag doll.
I can probably hunt down the sellers. Even though that was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, just say I'll pay any price. Deep pockets
over here. Conan O'Brien demands that ragdoll.
Must have it. he jealously wants it. So you mentioned your wife. What does your wife do?
She used to work in a dental office, but now she has quit and she's pursuing her dreams to be a content creator on social media.
Oh.
So I guess she's unemployed, but self-employed. She's doing that. And she's also a makeup artist.
What aspect is she working on? Like, what's her specialty?
I would say, maybe I'm not saying the correct term, but in the beauty field. So she'll post stuff about, I don't know, some new hair product. She'll record a video, post it, and obviously, you know, different brands see and they begin sending her products to obviously.
No, it's if you do it right, it's apparently quite lucrative. It works out well.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. That's what she does.
And you say kids, maybe kids in the future?
Yeah, so again, I'm about to be 30. My wife's also going to be 30, even though she's about 6 months younger. But, you know, time's ticking. And I think more than anything,
30.
My...
Yeah, wow.
Well, no, well, more than anything,
I'm sorry.
My parents are getting
older. I just had a child.
Yeah, you're like a newborn and you're talking to a skeleton they just found.
Matt's offended.
I'm not offended. I'm just telling you, you're right.
You're a child.
Do it now.
No,
I'm exhausted.
Well, do I have the energy?
I can wait, but my parents are getting older. And it's like, I want my parents to still play with my kids, of course. So that's what I meant by time is
ticking. I know just the baby gift to send you when that time comes.
So now you need my address. I'll give
scurvy ragdoll headed your way.
That'll get us going.
Spice things up in the
that'll
bedroom.
Set the mood.
Scurvy ragdoll.
Wait till I tell my wife after we hang up on this call.
I just want to do the commercial for scurvy ragdoll.
Let's hear a little.
Scurvy ragdoll, get yours today. Tired of being alone? You don't have to be. Scurvy ragdoll. This ragdoll's been at sea for 6 months without any vitamin C. Stunted growth, but really a tiger in the bedroom. Only been washed twice in 10 years. Scurvy ragdoll.
Starved of oranges and sexual attention for 6 months at a time.
This dog will go mad on you. Oh, man. Jesus. What happened here? You're a nice fellow, Kevin. You're in real estate. You're in Dallas, Texas. And then this happened. Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel
I'm sorry.
I feel terrible. Do you have a question for the show? Do you have a question for me that I can answer?
Yeah, I do, actually. So obviously, as a realtor, you have to host open houses. Mm-hmm. And different people do different things. Some have cookies for, you know, guests and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But if you were a real estate agent, what would you do at your open house in order to bring in potential clients?
I think saying a celebrity is going to be there. You know what I mean? It's just what I mean. That's how you get people into casinos. That's how you get people into any kind of venue. Is I would use my connections in my business, my friendships, and I would say, yeah, come to this open house, you know, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were the celebrity.
No, I would do it. I just don't know that that would be a big enough draw.
But it'd be like a casino, so like Matchbox 20 would just be playing.
I'd say, you know, it's a wonderful, it's a.
I love Matchbox 20.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah. A sunken living room, three bedroom, four bath, and Matchbox 20 will be playing for... 2 hours. No, make it 4 hours. They'll do as they're told, you know? And then,
Four hours. But the open house is only 2 hours. So for 2 hours, they're just playing just for you.
Alone. They're tuning up.
No There's one me shows sitting, up.
They're playing while I pour out lemonade and put out cookies. I would say celebrities. I would get as many celebrities at my open houses as possible. I would advertise it,
nice.
And I would say you get a picture with the celebrity, I would just make it a celebrity fun-filled event.
Okay.
And I would move a lot of product that way. I'd be selling houses that are just shit, just awful houses. Mm. Houses with...
What if nobody shows up?
What do you... Oh, you don't think anyone's going to show up when I tell them that Cliff Clavin from Cheers is there? I don't think so.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, Kevin, who's that? Only one of the iconic characters of all time. Name's John Ratzenberger. When they hear Ratzenberger's in town, you're going to have to just take the hinges off the doors because they'll smash it over. Anyway, that's my idea.
Sounds like it'll be a successful open house, and I'm going to take notes right now.
Yeah, if you want my help booking it, I'll do it. I'll get you the same person, Paula Davis, who books the podcast. I'll have her book your open houses. Once she tells celebrities that they have to be at a ranch-style home in the Fort Worth area for 4 hours while Matchbox 20 plays in the background, they'll be beating a path to your door.
Thank God. Because there's a house I'm selling at the moment, and I can't sell it.
Well, when you just leave it up to me and Matchbox 20 and John Ratzenberger, who played Cliff Clavin on Cheers. All right. Well, it was very nice talking to you, Kevin. And I wish
Thanks,
you all
guys.
The best. You seem like a nice guy. My best to your wife. We didn't get to meet her, but we will next time. And
absolutely.
Very nice talking to you.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
See
Thanks,
you. Kevin. You too.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.